History of Jordan. Before I begin this recording, I want to apologize for any mispronunciations I may make of different names, etc. I do not speak Greek, nor do I speak Arabic or any of those languages that I may be reading, so I will do the best that I may through the process. Okay, History of Jordan. The land that became Jordan forms part of the richly historical Fertile Crescent region. Its history began around 2000 BC when Semitic Amorites settled around the Jordan River in the areas called Canaan. Subsequent invaders and settlers included Hittites, Egyptians, Israelites, Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, Romans, Arab Muslims, Christian Crusaders, Mamluks, Ottoman Turks, Circassians, and finally, the British. Ancient history. Evidence of human settlement in Jordan date back to the Paleolithic period. That's from 500,000 to 17,000 BCE. While there is no architectural evidence from this area, archaeologists have found tools such as flint and basalt hand axes, knives, and scraping implements. In the Neolithic period, 8,500 to 4,500 BCE, three major shifts occurred. First, people became sedentary, living in small villages, and concurrently, new food sources were discovered and domesticated, such as cereal grains, peas, and lentils, as well as goats. The population increased, reaching tens of thousands of people. Second, the shift in settlement patterns was catalyzed by a marked change in the weather, particularly affecting the eastern desert, which grew warmer and drier, eventually becoming entirely uninhabited for most of the year. This watershed climate change is believed to have occurred between 6,500 and 5,500 BCE. Third, between 5,500 BCE and 4,500 BCE, pottery from clay, rather than plaster, began to be produced. Pottery-making technologies were likely introduced to the area by craftsmen from Mesopotamia. The largest Neolithic site is at Ain Ghazal in Amman. There are many buildings divided into three distinct districts. Houses were rectangular with several rooms, and some of them had plastered floors. Archaeologists have unearthed skulls covered with plaster and with bitumen in the eye sockets at sites throughout Jordan, Palestine, and Syria. A statue was also discovered at Ain Ghazal that is thought to be 8,000 years old, just over 1 meter high. It depicts a woman with huge eyes, skinny arms, knobby knees, and a detailed rendering of her toes. It was during the Chalcolithic period, 4,500 through 3,200 BCE, that copper was first smelted and used to make axes, arrowheads, and hooks. The cultivation of barley, dates, olives, and lentils, and the domestication of sheep and goats predominated over hunting in the desert, and the lifestyle was probably very similar to that of modern Bedouins. Tulliyat Ghazal is a large Chalcolithic era village located in the Jordan Valley. Houses were made of sun-dried mud bricks and roofs of wood, reeds, and mud. Some were based on stone foundations, and many planned around large courtyards. The walls are often painted with bright images of masked men, stars, and geometric motifs that were perhaps connected to religious beliefs. During the Early Bronze Age, that's 3,200 through 1,950 BCE, many villages were built that included defensive fortifications, most likely to protect against marauding nomadic tribes. Simple water infrastructure were also constructed. At Bab al-Dra in Wadi Araba, archaeologists discovered over 20,000 shaft tombs with multiple chambers, as well as houses of mud brick containing human bones, pots, jewelry, and weapons. Hundreds of dolmens scattered throughout the mountains have been dated to the late Chalcolithic and Early Bronze Ages. While in Egypt and Mesopotamia, writing developed before 3000 BCE. Writing was not really used in Jordan, Palestine, and Syria until some thousand years later, even though archaeological evidence indicates that Jordan was in fact trading with Egypt and Mesopotamia. Between 2300 and 1950 BCE, many of the large fortified hilltops towns were abandoned in favor of either small, unfortified villages or a pastoral lifestyle. There is no consensus on what caused this shift, though it is thought to be a combination of climatic and political changes that brought an end to the city-state network. During the Middle Bronze Age, 1950 through 15550 BCE, migration patterns in the Middle East increased. Trading continued to develop between Egypt, Syria, Arabia, Palestine, and Jordan, resulting in the spread of civilization and technology. Bronze forged out of copper and tin resulted in the production of more durable axes, knives, and other tools and weapons. Large and distinct communities seem to have risen in northern and central Jordan, while the south was populated by nomadic Bedouin style of people known as the Shasul. New fortifications appeared at sites like Amman's Citadel, Urbid, Tabakfal. Towns were surrounded by ramparts made of earth embankments, and the slopes were covered in hard plaster, making it slippery and difficult to climb. Pella was enclosed by massive walls and watchtowers. Archaeologists usually date the end of the Middle Bronze Age to about 1550 BCE, when the Hyksos were driven out of Egypt during the 17th and 18th dynasties. A number of Middle Bronze Age towns in Palestine and Jordan were destroyed during this time. 1920s to 1930s. Wow, isn't that a big jump? When King Abdullah I was first installed, Jordan's borders were quite different. Jordan first took Aqaba from Al-Hijaz, then expanded its boundaries exchange with Saudi Arabia to give up a considerable amount of desert and get closer to Aqaba. At the end of World War I, the territory now comprising Israel, Jordan, the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and Jerusalem was awarded to the United Kingdom by the League of Nations as the mandate called Palestine Transjordan. In September 1922, as an act of appeasement to the Arabs, the British government presented a memorandum to the League of Nations stating that Transjordan would be excluded from all provisions dealing with Jewish settlement, and this memorandum was approved on the 23rd of September. With the League's approval, though technically illegal, under the terms of the mandate, Britain partitioned Palestine at the Jordan's River and established the semi-autonomous emirate of Transjordan in those territories to the east. The British installed the Hashemite prince Abdullah I, which continuing the administration of separate Palestine and Transjordan under a common British High Commissioner. 1940s. The mandate over Transjordan ended on May 22, 1946. On May 25th, the country became the independent Hashemite Kingdom of Transjordan. Transjordan was one of the Arab states opposed to the second partition of Palestine and creation of Israel in May 1948. It participated in the war between the Arab states and the newly founded State of Israel. The armistice agreement on April 3, 1949 left Jordan in control of the West Bank and provided that the armistice demarcation lines were without prejudice to future territorial settlements or boundary lines. In March of 1949, Transjordan announced its annexation of the West Bank. Only two countries, however, recognized this annexation, Britain and Pakistan. It is unknown why Pakistan recognized this annexation. 1950s. In 1950, the country was renamed the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan to include officially those portions of Palestine annexed by King Abdullah, while recognizing Jordanian administration over the West Bank. The United States, other Western powers, and the United Nations maintained the position that ultimate sovereignty was subject to future agreement. On July 20, 1951, King Abdullah was shot dead in Jerusalem while visiting the Al-Aqsa Mosque. His assassin, a Palestinian from the Husseini clan, was apparently concerned that Jordan and Lebanon were discussing a separate peace with Israel. Abdullah's grandson, Prince Hussein ibn Talal, was with him at the time and was hit too. King Abdullah's eldest son, Talal ibn Abdallah, was proclaimed king but was not deposed in 1952 because of mental. But he was deposed in 1952 because of a mental illness. His son Hussein ibn Talal became king on his 18th birthday in 1953. Jordan ended its special defense treaty relationship with the United Kingdom in 1957. In February 1958, following announcements of the merger of Syria and Egypt into the United Arab Republic, Iraq and Jordan announced the Arab Federation of Iraq and Jordan, also known as the Arab Union. The union was dissolved in August of 1958. Jordan in the Cold War. Jordan signed a mutual defense pact in May 1967 with Egypt, and it's participated in the June 1967 war between Israel and the Arab state of Syria, Egypt, and Iraq. During the war, Israel gained control of the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The 1967 war led to a dramatic increase in the number of Palestinians living in Jordan. Its Palestinian refugee population, 700,000 in 1966, grew by another 300,000 from the West Bank. The period following the 1967 war saw an upsurge in the power and importance of Palestinian militants, Fedayeen, in Jordan. The heavily armed Fedayeen constituted a growing threat to the sovereignty and security of the Hashemite state, and open fighting erupted in June of 1970. Other Arab governments attempted to work out a peaceful solution, but by September, continuing Fedayeen actions in Jordan, including the destruction of three international airlines hijacked and held in the desert east of Amman, prompted the government to take action to regain control over its territory and population. In the ensuing heavy fighting, a Syrian tank force took up positions in northern Jordan to support the Fedayeen, but was forced to retreat. By September 22nd, Arab foreign ministers meeting at Cairo had arranged a ceasefire beginning the following day. Sporadic violence continued, however, until Jordanian forces won a decisive victory over the Fedayeen in July 1971, expelling them from the country. No fighting occurred along the 1967 Jordan River ceasefire line during the October 1973 Arab-Israeli War, but Jordan sent a brigade to Syria to fight Israeli units on Syrian territory. In 1988, Jordan renounced all claims to the West Bank, but retained an administrative role pending a final settlement. 1990s to 2000s. Jordan did not participate in the Gulf War of 1990-91. The war led to a repeal of U.S. aid to Jordan due to King Hussein's support of Saddam Hussein. In 1991, Jordan agreed, along with Syria, Lebanon, and Palestinian representatives, to participate in direct peace negotiations with Israel, sponsored by the U.S. and Russia. It negotiated an end to hostilities with Israel and signed a declaration to the effect on July 25, 1994. As a result, the Israeli-Jordan peace treaty was concluded on October 26, 1994. Following the outbreak of Israeli-Palestinian fighting in September 2000, the Jordanian government offered its help to both parties. Jordan has since sought to remain at peace with all of its neighbors. In the late 1990s, Jordan's unemployment rate was almost 25%, while nearly 50% of those who were employed were on the government payroll.